You will hear five short extracts in which people are describing what they like most about the city of New York in the USA. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for why the city appeals to them. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
I've only been there a couple of times with my husband, who's a diplomat. I must say the pace of life there is rather hectic. Although it may sound rather trivial, what appeals to me most about the city are the absolutely fantastic department stores. I have to be very careful when I go there not to overspend. I love the green spaces too, where you can chill out away from the crowds on the street and re-energise yourself after an afternoon of sightseeing before you hit the restaurants later in the evening. Yes, New York is definitely one of my most favourite cities in the world.
Speaker 2.
New York's a dynamic place full of interesting characters and places to go. I love people watching and seeing people from every corner of the globe. I guess what really does it for me are the opportunities to try cuisine from all over the world, which I can't get at home as I live in a small village which is pretty traditional. New York caters for every taste, and I really look forward to the evening after a day spent walking from one end of the city to another to see the various sights. It's a huge city, but it's a fun place and the people are so friendly.
Speaker 3.
Well, for me, the attraction of a city is its inhabitants. In New York, the fact that the people there are from such different cultural backgrounds makes it a really exciting place to be. I think you have to have a sense of humour to get by as a tourist in New York. It's a big place to navigate, and you're bound to end up heading in the wrong direction, away from the museum you wanted to visit, and going towards the central shopping district instead. Not that there's anything wrong with shopping, or sitting down for a good meal afterwards in one of the superbly located restaurants.
Speaker 4.
I'm not so keen on some aspects of big city life, but I do enjoy the facilities that only big cities have to offer. In artistic terms, New York is absolutely splendid, with a wide variety of exhibitions and a very active cultural life. That's the best thing about the city for me. The buildings are magnificent, of course, and there's a wide range of activities for people of any age. I can see that. There's certainly a lot of life in the streets, though I'm not really a big walker and prefer to use public transport to get around between sites or shops.
Speaker 5.
I love New York. I remember being just stunned by the skyscrapers and that magical view of the Statue of Liberty the first time I visited. Now I've been there a few times, I think what I like most is the dry wit of the people there. It's that clever type of humour you get in big cities where people live together in a crowded place. Sitting on a bench watching the locals go about their daily routine is fascinating. Well, I say locals, but there are people in New York from all over the world. I'm not a big shopper, but I find some of the gift shops amusing.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
I've only been there a couple of times with my husband, who's a diplomat. I must say the pace of life there is rather hectic. Although it may sound rather trivial, what appeals to me most about the city are the absolutely fantastic department stores. I have to be very careful when I go there not to overspend. I love the green spaces too, where you can chill out away from the crowds on the street and re-energise yourself after an afternoon of sightseeing before you hit the restaurants later in the evening. Yes, New York is definitely one of my most favourite cities in the world.
Speaker 2.
New York's a dynamic place full of interesting characters and places to go. I love people watching and seeing people from every corner of the globe. I guess what really does it for me are the opportunities to try cuisine from all over the world, which I can't get at home as I live in a small village which is pretty traditional. New York caters for every taste, and I really look forward to the evening after a day spent walking from one end of the city to another to see the various sights. It's a huge city, but it's a fun place and the people are so friendly.
Speaker 3.
Well, for me, the attraction of a city is its inhabitants. In New York, the fact that the people there are from such different cultural backgrounds makes it a really exciting place to be. I think you have to have a sense of humour to get by as a tourist in New York. It's a big place to navigate, and you're bound to end up heading in the wrong direction, away from the museum you wanted to visit, and going towards the central shopping district instead. Not that there's anything wrong with shopping, or sitting down for a good meal afterwards in one of the superbly located restaurants.
Speaker 4.
I'm not so keen on some aspects of big city life, but I do enjoy the facilities that only big cities have to offer. In artistic terms, New York is absolutely splendid, with a wide variety of exhibitions and a very active cultural life. That's the best thing about the city for me. The buildings are magnificent, of course, and there's a wide range of activities for people of any age. I can see that. There's certainly a lot of life in the streets, though I'm not really a big walker and prefer to use public transport to get around between sites or shops.
Speaker 5.
I love New York. I remember being just stunned by the skyscrapers and that magical view of the Statue of Liberty the first time I visited. Now I've been there a few times, I think what I like most is the dry wit of the people there. It's that clever type of humour you get in big cities where people live together in a crowded place. Sitting on a bench watching the locals go about their daily routine is fascinating. Well, I say locals, but there are people in New York from all over the world. I'm not a big shopper, but I find some of the gift shops amusing.
That is the end of part 3.